I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ryan Hughley is out. Sean Bajani is in. Tyler Milner's on the ones and twos. Stay plugged in at the end of the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to have T-Mill's best bets. He is on a heater, y'all. 12 for his last 12. You don't want to miss this one. This is the wave you want to ride with T-Mill now. You don't want to catch him when the waters are dead, when the waters are calm. Boy, I'm telling you, he's riding a wave right now that you got to get on. I am absolutely getting a little Monday night football slate of games. Two Monday night football games tonight, by the way, so there's plenty of action there. I'm Tyler. If I know him when he gets hot, it's probably gonna be about 6-7, maybe even 8 bets made tonight, but you can pick from whichever you would like. Guys, we're very fortunate in this city. We're very fortunate in this city with the three professional franchises. No disrespect to the others. I'm sorry. I'm just talking about the big three, the Rockets, the Astros, and the Texans. We're very fortunate to where it seems like even in the downtimes of the Rockets and the Texans, you had the Astros that were winning more games and more playoff games and going to ALCS every damn year. So you had something to lean into.
Yeah.
Right? And then the Texans get right, and we've had two seasons of 10 win football and second round of the playoffs and a lot of excitement around the program. And now, boom, here come the Rockets. Last year, they surprised everybody. A bunch of youngsters got up as far as the two seed in the West at one point. And at the end of the day, exceeded expectations with Ime Udoka and obviously a team full of youngsters that were, to me, really fun to watch and easy for Houston to like, right? I mean, you want to talk about in the state of Texas, just a blue-collar town. You want to talk about, you know, being, you know, loved by a fan base. Obviously, winning does it, but the way in which you win with just the hustle, the grit, the physicality, it's easy to like these Rockets. And now we fast forward to, okay, I always said it like to this, Sean, this way, Sean, was all I wanted the Rockets to do was find their 3-8.
Mm-hmm.
Find 3-8. And then make a move to go get the superstar that puts you over the hump and makes you a real contender. You can argue they exceeded that. I'd say they found 2-10. I mean, they are loaded with youngsters, top to bottom, and made the move obviously to go get Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant comes in here, and I am absolutely stoked about watching a team, rooting for a team, my team that has Kevin Durant leading the way. The problem is here, we lost Fred VanVleet. We lost the point guard. You lost the veteran. You lost the the guy that at any point in time you could put in the game, and he proved last year in the playoffs to be able to knock down big shots, big threes, stretch the floor. Yeah, he needed it. He's clutch as ever. But a true point guard that can get out there and steady the waters, if you will, when need be. You lose him. So the question now with the Rockets is – you know, what's that? What's who's that guard? What's that guard going to look like? Who's going to possess the ball? Obviously, you've got Amen Thompson, and you've got Reed Shepherd, and you've got obviously KD who can do some of those things. But is there a need to go out and get a guard? And I don't know if the answer is yes or no, or I don't know what the answer is, because I'm not watching Reed Shepherd, and I'm not watching Amen Thompson's development to that degree every day over there in the deal. But I saw a report this weekend, Sean, and I want to know how real you think it is. I know you follow the team closely, cover the team, obviously.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I read a report this weekend tying Trae Young to the Houston Rockets. Do you think there's any validity to that? The Rockets are going after that level of player to add to the crew they already have? And if so, does that tickle your fancy?
I mean, yeah, it's Trae Young. Right. That would be awesome, right? But I don't see how there's any realistic element to this at this point in time right now because of where the Rockets are in terms of the apron. I mean, they're just over $1 million. I think it's $1.2 million underneath the first tax apron. And Trae Young, a couple of 3 years ago, just got paid that massive deal. It's like 5 years, $215 million, $220 million, whatever the rookie max was, right?
Love that money.
Yeah, it was. Let's see, 5 years, 215. 5 years, 215. He's got a player option at the end of next season, and then he's unrestricted free agent. He's going to be getting paid $46 million this year. So, if the Rockets were going to be able to do that, you're going to have to make the money right, and they don't have. You're talking about players 2 through 10 and 3 through 8.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're going to have players 1 to 4.
You have five guys on the floor. Huh?
You know what I'm saying? Make that right. So yeah,
the report I saw, it was obviously a long shot. Like mm-hmm. just a dream scenario was Trae Young. And I don't know how much, if it had legs or not, but the Rocket fan in me went, oh my. Boy, that would be a fun watch every night.
I tell you what, like all the names that we've heard attached to the Rockets, and this is what happens when a team on the come up, especially one that just acquired Kevin Durant, that's supposed to rival, you know, the Oklahoma City Thunder, you know, out of the West this year and be a legitimate NBA title contender. The Rockets, after winning 50 some odd games last year, much to the surprise of everybody, I would say, you're going to have like Ja Morant and Trae Young and, you know, all of these names, you know, Derek White, you know, we've heard, you know, for months and months now. Jaylen Brown, you know, what are the Celtics going to do? Is this going to be like a rebuilding year for them? Are they going to look to unload, you know, guys because, you know, they're in tax hell up there in Boston? I understand that, but it makes far less sense to the Rockets in how I think we've watched them to this point. They've been very calculated, and I would say bold in the sense that while a lot of other organizations might look at, you know, their roster that they've built over the last 4 years with, you know, uber talented, you know, 21, 20, 20, 22 year old guys, like, let's go get these superstars right now and boom, just plop them in and see what we can do to make a run. Now, Rockets have let these guys develop.
Yep.
And they have very, in a calculated way, built a team, a very deep team now, a very well-coached deep team. And they've brought in a superstar player, still a top 10 player in the league, that has a really great relationship with the head coach and wants to, you know, begin this new era, I think, in his career. And Kevin Durant, I don't think you want to screw that up from a financial standpoint and mortgage, you know, what you have worked so hard the last 4 or 5 years to do, and that's build talent. You're not going to trade that away for a maybe.
I'm with you, man. Kevin Durant is enough for me as a Rockets fan to get really good and turned on with this young core and his young group. And you know, I think Reed Shepard's development is the big key here of kind of what this team looks like moving forward. So the KD ad is plenty for me. I just, when I see these reports now, I can't help but go, damn, that would be nice.
But what's your level of excitement already? Minus like a Ja Morant, a Trae Young.
It can't get no higher.
Yeah.
It can't get any higher. I mean, like obviously adding another superstar, even in the same stratosphere as Kevin Durant, would obviously move the needle for me. But just in a sense of like, am I going to go to more games, or am I going to watch more? Am I going to talk about it more? No, it's not. It's at its peak right now for me.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see what they can get done. All right, we got coming up next, we got the weekend's best and weekend's worst. We do it every single week. There was a lot to pick from on this Reaction Monday. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.